You're listening to How to Succeed in Evil, the novel, written and performed by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com. Chapter 4, A Child of Faded Empire. In the midst of the cavernous modern lobby, Edwin's secretary sat her post behind an early Victorian partner's desk. The herringbone inlay, brass fittings, and top of fine gilt-tooled leather was terribly at odds with a modernist decor. But, as Agnes was fond of saying, one mustn't surrender to the modern merely because it was here. It was important to put up some kind of a fight. Agnes was dignified, gracefully aged, and looked a trifle like Winston Churchill in drag. And if one were to mention this resemblance to Agnes, she would probably take it as a compliment. You see, she was an unreconstructed Limey, and as they say on the island seat of that lost empire, frightfully proud of it. There was no dual citizenship for Agnes. Heavens, no. Her loyalty was to the crown and to what it stood for, and her prolonged stay in this heathen country had only strengthened her upper lip and her determination to set a more civilized example in this wayward colony. At one time, an unfortunate person had seen fit to refer to Agnes as an executive assistant. Agnes would have none of it. She denounced the term as a barbarous jargon and was uncomfortable with the prominence of the syllable as. She was a secretary, or secretary. She did not merely assist. She kept order. And perhaps it was her smoldering, blue-haired rage for order that prevented her from jumping as Edwin stormed into the lobby. Or perhaps it was that, after all her long years of service to Edwin, she had seen it all. "What is that?" Edwin asked, gesturing towards his office. Agnes shuffled a few papers by way of ignoring him. "Agnes, how did that waste of time find its way onto my schedule?"
"I'm sorry, are you talking to me?"
"Yes." Agnes carefully collated the papers on her desk into a stack. She folded her hands and looked to Edwin with her chin high in the air. "Now, how can I help you, Master Edwin?" "That lout in my office."
"Dr. Loeb?"
"Yes,
what of him?"
"Why am I wasting my time on him? He has no powers. He's obviously an idiot. There's no potential for us to make any money. Why did you not prune him from my schedule?"
"I'm not sure I care for your tone."
"Agnes, please.
It's true, he is a trifle substandard, but we are in something of dire straits here. Clients have been dropping left and right. Dr. Spartopoulos has gone completely around the bend and refused his latest invoice."
"That's a collections issue."
"Ah, yes. A matter for the unstoppable auger. Unfortunately, he seems to have let his name go to his head and has been stopped rather decisively by the authorities."
"Ah," said Edwin.
"Ah, indeed," said Agnes.
"These are trying times for us all."
"Yes, but there is simply no way that that buffoon can help us. Then why does he affect such a horrible Austrian accent?"
"The accent is horrible and out of place, but many of your clients want to be something they aren't."
"I have a good feeling about this, Dr. Loeb."
And there it was, a feeling. Agnes was very old and dear to Edwin. But a feeling? Edwin had no time for feelings. Feelings were fickle, fallible. Feelings fell apart, melted away, or reversed without the slightest warning or provocation. To build a decision on feelings was to set a foundation in quicksand. Feelings. Even data could be falsified or misleading. But logic was something you could always rely on. Logic was the bedrock upon which Edwin built his world. "He's not a doctor," said Edwin. "This is lunacy. Show the man from my office. I'm going to the club."
"Edwin, this is no time for the golf course. Besides, you have a meeting with..."
And here Agnes crinkled her nose in distaste.
"Your lawyer."
At that moment, the elevator chimed and opened at the far end of the lobby. Edwin's diminutive lawyer emerged from the elevator. Before so much as a greeting could be exchanged, Edwin walked into the elevator and announced, "We're playing golf." And then they were gone. Agnes stared at the elevator doors. She compressed her lips, folded and unfolded her hands. Dr. Loeb entered the lobby.
"Excusing me, but where is Herr Mist? I'm Windsor.
Where did he go?"
"Mr. Windsor has been called away on urgent business. But fear not, he has left instructions for me to reschedule your appointment for a later date."
Dr. Loeb bounded over to the desk with excitement.
"Oh dear," thought Agnes. "I must discover how this will pay."
She smiled at the odd man in the Nehru jacket, swallowed her distaste, and asked,
"Would you care for some refreshment before you go? A cup of tea, perhaps?"
You've been listening to How to Succeed in Evil by Patrick E. McLean. For more information, visit succeedinevil.com.